USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. employers added 315,000 jobs in August, a slower but solid pace in a tight labor market. The unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. President Biden applauded the latest monthly jobs report, calling it more good news.
The bottom line is jobs are up, wages are up, people are back to work, and we're seeing some signs that inflation maybe, I'm not overpromising, may be beginning to ease.
Gas prices are falling as the Labor Day weekend begins. AAA reporting the national average for regular is down 2 cents from yesterday to $3.80 a gallon. Arkansas again leads the nation with the lowest pump price of $3.30 a gallon. NASA remains optimistic for Saturday's attempt to launch the Artemis 1 rocket from Florida. USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wah-wah. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Running water continues to be an issue in one state.
For at least the third time in a dozen years, portable toilets are parked outside the ornate Mississippi Capitol because Jackson's water system is in crisis. The big gotta-go trailer is just one example of the city's desperation. Many homes, businesses, and government offices have had little or no running water this week, forcing people to wait in long lines for drinking water or water to flush toilets. From the Gulf Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
The mayor of Chicago says buses full of illegal immigrants coming from Texas have the potential to create chaos in her city. Despite that, Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the Windy City is welcoming the asylum seekers. In the future, though, she says she would like to see an orderly process that's coordinated by the federal government. This after Lightfoot called Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott a racist. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily is a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
The G7 is agreeing to a price cap on Russian oil. It's an attempt to limit the country's profit from selling fuel as the third largest oil producer in the world. The U.S. Treasury Department sent out a statement from the Group of Advanced Global Economies confirming the cap, saying it won't ship oil from Russia it sold at a price higher than the limit agreed to. Oil prices across the world spiked following Russia's invasion of Ukraine in fear of an embargo, but they have slowed in recent weeks. As summer winds down and many people are looking towards fall, the heat is on out west.
Excessive heat warnings are in place for a large portion of the southwestern United States. The late summer heat wave is forecast to send temperatures soaring past 100 degrees Fahrenheit in California, Nevada, and Arizona for the next couple of days. In the desert southwest, temperatures well over 110 are forecast. Friday, Death Valley is projected to hit 125 degrees. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
College football officially starts this weekend and players are raking in the cash. There is a growing number of deals where students get paid to promote a product, and that has former players jealous. In year two of the name, image, and likeness rules, there's an estimated $1.1 billion being poured into the pockets of college athletes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.